Continuing on what I had preached on this morning, there's a couple other things that I wanted to share about every church, but I just didn't have the liberty to go on and do that. But what I want to preach on tonight, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12 down through verse number 16, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12, it says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." And I've got a little note in my Bible under verse number 16 that just says this, because sometimes I read that, I think, what does that mean, verse 16? Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. No doctrine, no evangelism. You have got to have doctrine in order to have evangelism. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the beautiful day that you've given us, the opportunity to enjoy it, to come to church, to fellowship with thy people. To be able to come back tonight, we're thankful for the pretty day and all that you've done for us. I pray that you would help us as we look into your word tonight, that you would speak to our hearts, that we would be edified in the word of God and helped by what you've laid on my heart tonight. Lord, be with the many objects of prayer that we have. We pray, Lord, for one another. We pray for the outreach that we have through the church. Preacher Bill, Sister Sharon, as they go into the schools, the Yes Clubs, CFC, all of these, Lord, what a great opportunity to have an impact in so many different people's lives. Please protect us. Please watch over us as we go. Help us to be wise. Help us to be the light that you would have us to be. We'll thank you. We ask these things tonight in Jesus' name and amen. Now, I'm not preaching out of verse number 16. I just made the little comment there about no doctrine, no evangelism. But I want us to read verse number 15. This is where we want to get our thought from tonight. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, young man, young preacher, young pastor, he says about the verses that we read there, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." What I want to point out is where he told Timothy, give thyself wholly to them. Have you ever thought about what it means to give yourself to something? That's what I want to preach on tonight, what it means to give yourself to something. Paul told Timothy to give thyself wholly to them. To give ourselves is a theme that we find many places in the Bible, not just here where the Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy, but I mentioned this many, many times down through the years. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." We are encouraged there to present our bodies a living sacrifice. That's an example. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. Paul said over there, "I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints." Here's a family in the church that the Apostle Paul said they had addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I think we could say they had given themselves wholly to that. What does it mean to give yourself to something? The apostles in Acts chapter 6, verse number 4, they told the church at Jerusalem, they said, "Choose you out men full of the Holy Ghost." why to serve the tables, to take care of the day-to-day things that had to be taken care of in the church. The reason for that, they said in Acts chapter 6, verse 4, they said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. They said, you need to take care of these day-by-day things. We need to give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The Apostle Paul was talking about the churches of Macedonia. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse number 5. He said, talking about the churches of Macedonia, that they first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. They gave themselves unto the Lord. So it is a theme that we find many places in the Bible. There are other examples that we could give tonight. Several years ago, I was teaching in the school over at Roan Mountain. And Preacher Honeycutt, he got up before the first class of the year. And he was talking. He always done that every year. He would get up and give a little instruction, a little encouragement. Everybody's starting out, you know. And if you're going to Bible Institute, Bible College, it can be a lot of work. Or it is a lot of work. And so he would encourage the students, you know, in the first night of class every time. And he got up a few years ago and he read this verse of scripture to give yourself. In verse number 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. And he talked about giving yourself to something. And when I read this verse, I think about that. What he talked about on that night. And he said, young men, those of you that are taking the class, you're going to have to dedicate yourself to this. You're going to have to set aside time to make sure you do your reading, to make sure you come to class, to make sure and all of these things. He said, if you're going to do this, if you're going to be successful, you got to give yourself to it. I think that's some good instruction, and that's what the Apostle Paul was saying to Timothy. Timothy, you got a lot of things going on. You're going to have to give yourself to it. But there's three things in verse number 15 that I want to share with you tonight about what it means to give yourself to something. And just a very simple message I want to share tonight. Number one, there is a proposal that is made. Verse number 15, he said, meditate upon these things. Timothy, I want you to think about these things. That word meditate there, it means to take care of something. And it is a word that is used in, we might use it in a context of if you had somebody that was sick and you were to literally be in charge, you got to take care of this. You got to take care of this person. There's a lot involved in that. That's the word meditate, what it means there, to take care of something. It also means this. It means to revolve in the mind. Think about this, Timothy. That's what he's saying. Meditate upon these things. Timothy, take care of this. Timothy, revolve this in your mind. And if you look, and we've already read these verses, but Timothy had a lot that he was responsible for. In verse number 12, he used to be an example to the believers. Timothy, think about this. Meditate on this. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Yes, Timothy, you are younger than a lot of people that you're going to minister to, but you've got to be an example to them. Let no man despise thy youth. That's what he's saying there. A lot of responsibility in what Timothy had to do. You have to be an example to the believers. Timothy, you have a ministry to take care of. Verse number 13, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, that's preaching, to doctrine. You got a lot of studying to do, Timothy. Meditate upon these things. Timothy had a gift that was given unto him. Look at verse 14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. He had a gift for ministry. Now, I don't understand everything what it means in verse 14, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Not going to get all into that, but we know from reading this, he had a gift. He was to exercise that gift. He had a lot of things. And Paul told Timothy, meditate upon these things. Think about this, Timothy, what it means. You've got to give yourself to these things. Now, we could ask ourselves tonight, what does that mean to us? Well, we could put it like this. What is worthy for me to give myself to? You know, we are all called upon in many different ways to give ourselves. In fact, everybody wants a piece of us. Is that not right? You know, family wants a little bit. Job wants a whole lot. Everywhere you turn. But what is actually worthy for us to give ourselves to? That's the first thing we've got to ask. Well, I think we know the answer tonight. I look around. I don't think there's a lot of people here tonight that don't know anything about what we're preaching about or talking about. What's worthy of my time? Well, the Lord. The Lord's got to be first. That's worthy of me giving myself to the Lord. These other people we read about, they gave themselves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. The Lord, the Bible, my family, my church. Yes, even my work. You know, we all have a work to do. That is a worthy thing. Now, it shouldn't occupy everything about us, but it deserves us giving ourselves to. If you're going to work, you need to be the best one there. We need to be a good steward over what God has given us to. Your work is your ministry, whether you recognize it that way or not. Where God has put you in your realm of influence. People are watching. People are looking. It deserves us giving ourselves to. What about your time? What about your talents? All of these things. What is worthy for me to give myself to? If you're a young person, you're going to school. Guess what God's will is for your life right now? Do good in school. Pay attention to what's going on. Be the best one that's there. Be a good witness. Be a good example. All of these things. What is worthy for me to give myself to? There are many worthy endeavors, but the Lord has to be at the beginning of that. Well, we can ask the other question. What is unworthy of me to give myself to? There's a lot of unworthy things. I don't think anybody in here tonight is raising their hand saying, preacher, I need something else to do. I don't have enough pulling on my time and on my energy. You know what we need to do in this day and time? We need to take a good inventory of what is asking us to give ourselves to and ask now, is this really worth anything? What is worthy of my time and my talents? What is unworthy of my time and my talents? It might be a habit. You ever had a habit and you just looked at it and you said, you know, that ain't worth anything. I just need to get rid of that. You ever had a hobby? Men are the worst. I mean, I'll raise my hand. Men are the worst. I'm going to start doing this. I've used this illustration before. I bought that old car. I'm going to bring it home and fix it up. No, you're not. You're going to bring it home, set it in the yard, and it's going to become an eyesore. But we think, you know, I've got to dedicate so much time to this and to that and what is going on. It might be a relationship. It might be a friendship. Have you ever had bad friends? Nowhere in the Bible does it say you got to be best friends with everybody coming and going. A lot of times people will pull you in the wrong direction. What is unworthy of my time? What can I cut out so that I can be more for the Lord, what He wants me to be? You know, we live in a day and time when I was little and, you know, we'd watch TV. You know, you'd watch Little House on the Prairie on Monday night or Friday night or whatever it was. It's an hour. Might watch what come on before or after. You had to wait a whole nother week to watch the next episode. And in the summer, it was just reruns if it was anything. So, I mean, people didn't really care in the summertime. It's just stuff it's already been on. But now, you can spend 300 hours watching. You know, you don't have to wait till next week. You can get on whatever. There's all kinds of things and just watch and watch and watch. People say, I've been binge watching, whatever. Next thing you know, you turn around and you spent all winter long watching one episode after another. You know, that's unworthy. Paul told Timothy, in your life, meditate upon these things. There's some things that are worthy to give yourself to. There's a proposal. Think about it. Meditate upon it. Second of all, there's a possession. He said, meditate upon these things. Now we get down to the meat of the message. He said, give thyself wholly to them. Give yourself all the way. When we have wholly given ourselves to something, it is more than just showing up. Now, if we're not careful, and a lot of times we get into this in our lives, we get real used to everything, and it's easy to fall into just showing up. You know, you go to school, you just show up, go through the motions. You go to work, just show up, go through the motions. You come to church, you just show up, go through the motions. When you have wholly given yourself to something, you're not just showing up and going through the motions. When you wholly have given yourself wholly to something, you don't have to be continually reminded, now this is what you need to be doing. Nobody has to nag you that this is what you need to be doing. This is how you need to be doing it. If you have totally given yourself to something, you don't have to be nagged or bothered into it. When I was young, and I've said this many times, I love baseball. Some kids played baseball. I lived baseball. Nobody had to tell me now when you need to go practice. I went everywhere with the ball in my hand. I was ready. I was thinking about it. I ate it. I lived it. I slept it. I dreamed about it. I had given myself totally to it. I'd have played baseball every day of the year. Of course, back then, we had a season and you were done. Now, kids sports year-round, all the time. All weekend long, all day. You know, it's all the time. There's just a difference between showing up and really giving yourself to something. If you have really given yourself to something, the Bible said that Paul told Timothy, he said, give thyself wholly. That's a good word. Not partly. What's the opposite of that part? Don't give yourself in a little measure, Timothy, but give yourself all the way. The word wholly there, it means this. It means entirely, completely, perfectly, totally, in all parts or kind. Those who just show up for anything, they never grow, they never change. You know, if somebody goes to church for years and years and years and they never change and they never grow and they never get the victory in their life, I think it would be safe to say they're probably just showing up and going through the motions. If you really want to get in with God and go all the way with the Lord, guess what? You're going to change. It's going to change your whole life. It's going to change everything about your life. You will not, you cannot give yourself wholly to the Lord and stay the same. You won't stay the same. But you can come to church for years and years and years and pretty much stay the same. There's a difference in the two things. That applies to church, that applies to life, that applies to so many things. Somebody asked me a while back, they said, preacher, I've never heard that before. Where did you get that? I think some people, not everybody, but I think some people think that the preacher just, I don't know, that God delivers an email to him about what to preach on Sunday. That's not how it works. You got to get in there and dig it out. But they asked me, they said, preacher, where'd you get that? I said, out of the Bible. How does that work? I said, well, you read and you study and you pray and you meditate. And I have found this. If I will give myself to my studies, there's no running out. The Bible is a well that is so deep, nobody will ever get nowhere near the bottom. There is no bottom. I was so worried about that when I first started preaching. What am I going to preach? Had these old preachers preach for 40 and 50 years. How do you do that? You got to give yourself to it. And that's what Paul was telling Timothy. He said, give yourself wholly to these things, to the gift that is in thee, to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, all of these things. Give yourself wholly to those things. And if you'll give yourself wholly to it, I think you could preach for 30 years and still have fresh material every Sunday, or 40 years or 50 years. Give yourself wholly to, look what it says there. It says, give thyself wholly to them. Now, them is not one, is it? He doesn't say, give thyself to it. He said, give thyself to them. What is them? All them things in verse number 12, in verse number 13, in verse number 14. So what I'm saying tonight, when you give yourself wholly to something, there is a them. You know, I pastor a church, but I'm also a dad. I pastor a church, but I'm also a husband. All of us are multiple things. And there are multiple things that are calling to us to give yourself to. Now, the right things are all heading in the same direction. Being a good pastor, being a husband, being a dad is not pulling me in opposite directions. It's all headed in the same direction. But when we have a them in our life that is not all headed in the same direction, that's got God at the front, then guess what? It pulls us in the other direction. That's the things we need to cut out. That'll help us. The right thems, is that good English? Are all conducive. They all jive. They're all good. They're all going in the same direction. The wrong things, they're pulling us away from and in the wrong direction. But they've all got to be on the same track. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly, entirely, he said, to them. Now, one last thing.